right here on KGNU, or listen anytime after the broadcast at kgnu.org/outsources. Thanks for tuning in to Outsources on KGNU. We'll see you next week.
It is 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means it is time for the Opera Box.
Support comes from the City of Boulder Parks and Recreation Department, presenting Concerts in the Parks with the Boulder Concert Band. Concerts in the Park take place every Monday from June 17th to July 29th at a different park in the city of Boulder. Concerts feature traditional and modern concert literature designed to enrich the cultural experience of the audience and the musicians. More information at bouldercolorado.gov/parksandrec.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. You know, the 4th of July isn't the only occasion for fireworks. There's also those romantic scenes of love at first sight in opera when the sparks fly, such as this moment from Puccini's Girl of the Golden West. I got music of Aaron Copland, Richard Strauss, Gustav Charpentier, and Richard Wagner. You'll fall in love too if you join me now in the Opera Box. Minnie and Mr. Johnson are strangers but fall head over heels in love when they meet in Minnie's mining town saloon in Puccini's La Fanciulla del West, the Girl of the Golden West. We heard Carol Nablet as Minnie and Placido Domingo as Mr. Johnson. Zubin Mehta conducted the Royal Opera Orchestra. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got a playlist of operatic scenes of love at first sight, where the sparks fly like fireworks. And this next scene of innocent new love takes place on a Midwestern farm, when two lonely young people meet. It's a formula for love at first sight. And like Minnie, Lori doesn't know much about the world. She's about to graduate high school and longs to leave her small-town life. And when she meets a young drifter, Martin, she thinks of him as worldly. And she makes Martin think seriously about settling down. It's love at first sight, and they soon decide to elope. Lori and Martin fall in love at first sight on a farm in the Midwest, and they plan to elope. To her, the young drifter represents freedom from her small-town life, but he will come to think of her as a loss of freedom and leave without her. From the Tender Land, music by Aaron Copland, we heard Elizabeth Comeau as Lori and Dan Dressen as Martin. Philip Brunel conducted the orchestra of the Plymouth Music Series. It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadell, and I've got my program of fireworks in opera, Love at First Sight. You know, when I discovered KGNU about 10 years ago, it was love in first, at first sight for me as well. And you know, our Summer of Love fund drive starts Tuesday morning. That's tomorrow morning. You can help us get a head start by donating online right now at kgnu.org. Well, tender youth is like kindling to the flame of love. And the sparks of passion fly in this next scene from Richard Strauss' comic opera Der Rosenkavalier. It's set in 18th century Vienna. Young Sophie is to be married to a boorish old baron. The baron is a member of the aristocracy, you see, and Sophie's nouveau riche parents see a marriage as a shortcut to royalty for her. Well, a young man, Octavian, dressed all in silver livery, arrives, bearing a silver rose. He's a messenger, and the rose represents the formal proposal from the baron. Octavian, a member of the nobility himself, is the Rosenkavalier of the title. Sophie's family and servants were all filled with anticipation. Trumpets announce his arrival. Octavian enters and kneels as he delivers the rose. When he looks up into Sophie's eyes, the two young people instantly fall in love. Both are confused and overcome by the power of the moment. The role of Octavian is sung by a mezzo-soprano, even though it's a young man. It adds greatly to the fun, but the real reason Strauss wrote this for two women will become apparent immediately.
Thank you.
Sophie and Octavian inconveniently fall instantly in love. He's the bearer of a formal marriage proposal from old Baron von Ox, but their young hearts are overwhelmed when they look into each other's eyes. From Act Two of Der Rosenkavalier, music of Richard Strauss, we heard in that recording Yvonne Minton mezzo as Octavian, Helen Donath soprano as Sophie. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. When you hear those voices together, it's no wonder Strauss wrote that for two women. 22 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Opera Box here at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of operatic fireworks, When the Sparks Fly at Love at First Sight. Be sure to stay with me after The Opera Box for a Classic Monday and the 22nd program in my series on program music. Tonight's theme is celebrations. And that's right here at KGNU at 8 o'clock. In this next scene, an aloof young man proves to be ripe for the picking, from Puccini's Manon Lescaut. The opera is set in the town of Amiens, just north of Paris, and it's the early 18th century. Crowds of students, town folk, girls, and soldiers are enjoying themselves on a beautiful evening. One student, Renato de Grieux, did not participate in their revelry. Then a fancy coach pulled up, and a lovely young woman is helped down from the coach. De Grieux is immediately captivated by her beauty, and in this scene, he talks to her. She tells him she is Manon, and that she is leaving for a convent to be educated. She confides in him that she doesn't want to be sent there. Her beauty and unhappy fate make him immediately want to help her. He pleads with her to let him help her, and as she leaves, she agrees to meet him later. The normally aloof De Grieux repeats her name, realizes he's in love.
Sulla vostra destino privo. parlar non possiamo, ritornate fra poco, e cospiranti contro il fato vinceremo.
By chance, Renato meets Manon. And learning of her unhappy situation, falls in love with her and decides to help her. From Act One of Puccini's Manon Lescaut, we heard José Carreras as de Grieux and Kirita Kanawa as Manon. Ricardo Chailly conducted the Bologna Community Orchestra. 29 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with my program of operatic moments of love at first sight, when the fireworks and the sparks fly. Now, this next scene of love at first sight is kind of unique because it's told in retrospect. From the opera Louise by Gustave Charpentier. Louisa lives with her working-class parents, and she's in love with Julien, who lives in the apartment right next door. Her working-class parents do not approve of him. He wrote to her asking her to elope with him, and she hasn't given him an answer yet. He comes to her balcony to ask her outright, but she avoids answering him. Instead, she asks if he remembers how his love for her first came about. He recalls how he did not know her for a long time, even though they were neighbors, and he recalls how he met her briefly one night in a dark stairway, and how he began to watch her through his window and began to love her without even knowing her. From Louise, music of Charpentier.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Weld County in northeastern Colorado until 8 p.m. At 7:20 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Tocono, or 21 miles north of Denver, moving northeast at 15 miles an hour. Hazard, quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, damage to vehicles is expected. Locations impacted include Brighton, Erie, Firestone, Frederick, Fort Lupton, Tocono, and Todd Creek. Precautionary preparedness actions. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Habiter cette chambre, ça Thank you. passée devant votre porte.
Que vais-je apprendre?
Je la vis s'ouvrir lentement. Une forme blanche se dressa et s'élança vers moi. C'était toi!
Julian recounts how he and Louise first met and he fell in love with her. From Act One of Louise by Gustave Charpentier. And in that recording, we heard Ileana Katrubas as Louise. Placido Domingo was Julian. Georges Prêtre conducted the new Philharmonia Orchestra.
KGNU would like to thank the dozens of local businesses who donated plants, herbs, and more to help make our annual plant sale fundraiser a big success. Special thanks to Sturtz & Copeland, the Bee Hugger Farm, Harlequin's Gardens, Blue Ribbon Farm, GM Brokaw & Sons, Pure Organic Farm, Fresh Herb Company, Weeby Farm, and Dharma's Garden.
I'm going to conclude my program of operatic fireworks and love at first sight with the victorious meeting of Siegfried and Brunhilde. This is from the last scene of the opera Siegfried, the third opera of Wagner's four opera epic, The Nibelung's Ring. Siegfried is an orphan and he never knew his parents. He was raised by a malevolent dwarf and has never even seen another human. In this scene, he's come upon and just awakened the Valkyrie Brunhilde. She was punished by her father, Wotan, king of the gods. Faced with a difficult decision, she disobeyed him, and he took away her immortality and locked her in a magic sleep, surrounded by fire, until someone wakens her. Only a hero would brave such a fire. Well, she tries to explain all this to Siegfried, but he's overcome by her beauty and her bearing. He awakened her with a kiss, but she has awakened new feelings in him. When he says the world seems to be swirling around him, the music swirls around his words. She has never known human love, but his ardor soon awakens new passion in her. The ordeals of their lives have prepared them for this moment and for their destiny. What is their destiny? To save the world. The duet swells to a passionate climax, and sparks fly as they fall into each other's arms.
Thank you.
Well, didn't I tell you? The 4th of July isn't the only time for fireworks. Siegfried awakens the sleeping Brunhilde with a kiss, and it's love at first sight for the two heroes of destiny. From Act 3 of Siegfried, opera number 3 of Wagner's four-part epic, The Nibelung's Ring. We heard the terrific partnership of Wolfgang Wingassen, tenor, as Siegfried, and Birgit Nilsson, soprano, as Brunhilde. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, this is your host, Ron Adell. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box and my program of Love at First Sight. Stay tuned now for A Classic Monday.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Well, good evening and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to tell you a story. Actually, I want to play you some stories. Tonight's program is the 22nd in my series on program music, music illustrating an unspoken narrative, stories, scenes, and places. And tonight, they're all inspired by festivals, celebrations of the world, such as Silver Fanfare. And music of Respighi, Samuel Barber, Förster, Ibert, and others. Get ready to party and join me now in tonight's Classic Monday.